now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve Up.
As you know, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia, is a huge Cronulla Sharks supporter, and I know he's a big fan of this program as well, the Continuous Call Team. Prime Minister, good afternoon.
G'day, Mark. How are you, mate? Yeah, no, that's very, very true.
I'm a little worried about Bozo and Daryl and Jamie Soward's questions to you. So we had to get one of the main men from this network, and that is Ray Hadley, the chairman of the Continuous Call Team, on the line.
A cautionary tale about two things here, Prime Minister. You're the only Continuous Call Team member to become a Prime Minister because, of course, people remember that you did around the grounds for the Sydney Rugby Union Premiership a number of years ago.
And I was rubbish.
Well, that's why the Prime Minister. But anyway, that's another
good answer. You know what I'm outraged about now that I think about it?
What?
As soon as you become a politician, you've got to go on a Get Fit campaign. I mean, who's a lot? Name a politician who's chubby. Hello, Scott.
What?
And I was out at the Windsor RSL and we saw the bingo in, so we went and said g'day, and they asked me to call a few numbers, and I was doing it too slow, and this woman yelled out, "Don't give up your day job." And I said, I don't plan to, that's the whole point of the election.
Scott, mate, did you do the legs 11, all those ones?
No, they just come up.
You're lucky one certain number didn't come up, like get a room. Levy, I've done a bit of research here, and I think the listeners out there would be interested to know this.
Yes.
I was just talking to Jamie when we were outside and just asked him, because I know he kicked a lot of field goals. Do you know, but this group here that you have with you here today, Bozo, Jamie and myself.
Champions.
In the history of commentary, there has never been a panel that has kicked cumulatively more field goals.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. And I'm Daryl Broman.
Well, how long's rugby league been going? How long?
Since 1908, big man.
There you go. 19. But we've got a bit of history. We're a bit like Winks, like ourselves here today. This is a history making panel.
They're not lining up for you, Daryl.
I'd hate to see that service fee.
I do it for nothing. In fact, I've had my prostate out, Jamie, so there's a bit of an issue there. You don't need to go into that.
So I've got here in front of me, bluefin tuna can produce 10 million eggs per year.
10 million?
So some would say bluefin tuna are rampant.
What's the difference between bluefin tuna and just normal tuna?
What bluefin?
One's blue.
It's got a blue fin.
Normal tuna.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, normal tuna
is
are the ones that John
Westbrook but it's not blue.
Reject.
Hang on, Jamie. If you've got tuna and you've got a bluefin tuna, do you think the bluefin tuna's got a bluefin?
Well, I'm not sure.
Of course it's got a bluefin.
Well, Google it and maybe not.
Well, I've got to say, you're Jamie, I'd love to go to the bat for you, but, I can't.
Why would they call it?
Don't you start.
Do you know what? You're actually right.
Yes!
I just called it up. A bluefin tuna's got a yellow fin.
Ha ha, suck it.
The tuna itself is blue.
Yes!
Silkworms? Did you ever have silkworms when you were a kid?
No.
Now, I haven't seen a silkworm for 20 years.
No, they died. They all died. They
what? Died. Hang on, are you suggesting silkworms are extinct?
Yes.
No. Rubbish!
They are.
Have you seen a silkworm?
But where do you get silk from?
Silkworms!
So there must be, some silkworm.
Correct. You've just answered your own question.
That was a contradiction.
Where do you get satin from?
What?
Satin. I ever tell you about the time I bought satin sheets?
Satin sheets.
I jumped into bed this night and just slipped straight over the other side.
Imagine the Kiwis with their satin sheets. Just on David Riccio, he was that far away from Hugh Bowman speaking. Do you think his recorder picked up anything he said?
He was on record because he was giving the camera a few little
he was looking
winks and
he looked like
winks.
He was
well done.
Davey would be outraged by it because he's a wordsmith. Davey out there, he says,
good luck.
Chanel Harris to Vita.
Well, maybe, Daryl, you should follow in his footsteps and do some of that, especially when it comes to Corey Hawera Naira.
That's a hard word to say.
Hard word.
He can't say it.
Hard word.
Corey Hawera Naira.
Yeah, it's easy to say it when
okay,
you
go on.
Corey Hawera Naira. Nelson Asafa Solomona. That's hard. Nelson Asafa Solomona.
Pretend you're calling the football like Davey and spit out those two names in a sentence and see how you go.
Look at Nelson Asafa Solomona. Gives it to Jerome Hughes. He then gives it to Dallin with Teddy Zelezniak, to Campbell, Gillard, to Fisher Harris, to Watanabe, to
You know who you sound like? He sounds like Buzz.
when I look through binoculars, I, know, well, you... I must have a lazy eye because I find my left eye
well, that'd
is
be
almost
like the rest
useful.
Of you.
That's pretty good for you, Davey.
James at Eastern Creek. Hi, James.
I'm talking about hot cross buns.
Yes.
I love them. I eat them 24 days a year. I mean, every day, 24 hours a day. Every day.
How many would you have in a day? Just the one?
Well, at the moment, I can't get around much, so I might have about six a day. I have them with a cup of coffee.
Six a day?
Not all in one go. No. Well, I don't drink, smoke, or have sex, so I've got to have something.
Well, I got two of them with me.
Well, over there. Thank you,
Jack. I had a drink last night.